Hello, welcome to the Livestreams Carawarra podcast. We're delighted to have you join us. We invite you to sit back, relax, and listen to our latest episode. Thanks for joining.
Okay, thank you for inviting me to share the word today. And it's just always a pleasure and always a privilege to be able to come and share. And specifically today, I was asked to preach from Galatians, the book of Galatians, chapter 2, verse 1 to 10. And verse 1 to 10. So before I get started, let me just do a quick introduction of me. My name is Keong. I was born in Malaysia. I shared to many of you before that I was born in Malaysia. And what happened is last month, Kim and myself, my wife here, Kim, we have an opportunity to go back to Malaysia. And it was just wonderful to be back in Malaysia because I have not been back to Malaysia for at least 7 years. And for Kim, easily 10 years, we have not been back to Malaysia. And this time around was very special because I have the opportunity to go back to my hometown. I was born in a small town called Ipoh, and that is in West Malaysia. And in West Malaysia, we landed in Kuala Lumpur, and from there, we took a train this time. And we took a train all the way to Ipoh. As we arrive at the train station, you will see a lot of these colonial buildings in that part of the world. Because Malaysia was once a British colony. So with that, there's a lot of buildings that just look like this. And this is Kim and myself. We were walking around downtown. And yes, it was not raining, but we have an umbrella on. You know why, Rachel? You know, the heat is intense in the part of that world. Indonesia is the same thing. You know, we use umbrella. So when we were there, the clock tower, and just a beautiful, beautiful place. And this is the first time I've been back for many, many years. Like at least 15, 20 years, I've not been back to my hometown. I was born there. I was born and raised in a small village. This is what we call in our part of the world, New Village. This is during the time right after World War II, there was a threat of communism in Malaysia. And what the British did is they gathered all the Chinese and put them in the segregated villages. So all around Malaysia, you have all these new villages. And every single one in the village, they look like me. Not as good looking, maybe, you know, but look like me, you know. So every single one of them are Chinese. You know, so my neighbors, every single one speak Chinese. But I was sent to a mission school in the city. And this school is called La Salle. Immediately, you know, this is a mission school, a La Salle. And the headmaster there, his name is Brother Matthew. He's a white man. So I go like, whoa, this is the first time I see a white man. I go like, wow. And then occasionally, there'll be other minister coming in. The priest, and all of them are white men. So immediately in my head, wow, white man religion. And even when you go into school, you will see a picture of Jesus hanging on the wall. And that person doesn't look like me. It looks more like maybe John, or, you know, with a sharp nose, with a blonde hair and blue eyes. Again, that reinforced that Jesus is a white man. And all the places of worship, this is a beautiful, beautiful church in Malacca. And this is a beautiful church, it's a cathedral. All the churches in Malaysia during that time were huge and beautiful cathedral. And again, it doesn't look like my house. And this is a school, St. Michael's School in Ipoh, beautiful building. So with all that, that continued to reinforce in my mind as a young man growing up, Christianity is a Western religion, and it's not for me. Even Christmas, during the time we'll be sending Christmas card out. And the Christmas card, most of it will have Santa Claus, you know, you'll have a snowman and so forth. And that, again, is nothing to do with my culture. Nothing to do with my tradition. Nothing to do with my ethnicity. So for me to come to Christ, to believe or to follow Jesus, is almost saying that I'll be enslaved to follow a Western God. I'm a Chinese man. If I follow a Western God, an Anglo-Saxon God, because of British influence, I'll be turning my back on my culture. I'll be turning my back on my traditions. So that was one of the huge stumbling blocks for me. And it will take away my freedom of who I am. I identify myself as a Malaysian Chinese, upbringing, my family, my traditions. So this is all me. But if I start following Jesus, then I'm turning my back on my culture and my people. So that was a huge stumbling block. But we all know in this room that when we follow Jesus, there are freedom. As the song that we were singing, when the sun sets you free, you are free indeed. And there should be freedom to follow Jesus. In Galatians chapter 3, I jump ahead a little bit on this. It says that for you all are children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. When we follow Jesus, that we are adopted into the family of God, into the kingdom of God. And all who have been united with Christ in baptism have put on Christ like putting on a new clothes. There is no longer Jew, Gentiles. They are no longer slave or free, male or female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And now that you belong to Christ. Now we belong to Christ. So there is freedom when we come to Christ. Instead of exclusion, that we exclude you, it's more like inclusion. We include, there's no longer difference. You could be an Indian, you could be a Chinese, you could be a Caucasian, but we say that there's no longer the Jews, there's no longer the Gentile, that we all are one in Christ. So that was the first thing that we need to remember when we follow Jesus, that you will be included in the family, not excluded from the family, which I felt if I follow Jesus, I'll be excluded. But it's actually included in this. And the verse that was was in the text today that I'm supposed to look at is Galatians chapter 2. And he say, the question during that time, Paul, the author of the book, was being questioned about circumcision. Circumcision is more for the Jews. But then he was being questioned, saying that, hey, and what they even did is start sending so-called believers, the false one really, who were secretly brought in, they sneaked in to spy on the Christian during that time. They're sneaking in. Imagine right now, there are some that sneak in into this place. And what their intent is to take away the freedom we have in Christ Jesus. What is their purpose to sneak in? They wanted to enslave us and force us to follow their Jewish regulations. They want us to follow a certain set of rules that they say that, okay, if you become Christian, you need to do this thing, which are more traditions, which are more the Jewish beliefs, which are more the Jewish regulations. It's nothing to do with what Christ comes to share. So with that, we need to be careful, just like how I was in that mindset when they come and tell me, okay, to be a Christian, you need to have a Christian name. So no longer Kyung, I have to be called John. I have to be called Michael. I go, I am Kyung because that's the name that my mom and my dad has given me. So you must drink tea because of British. But no, not that kind of tea, you know. I will drink Chinese tea, you know. So those are all the regulations and all the freedom when we come to Christ that the believers, they're actually the false one. They're trying to force this on us. And Paul was very adamant to say, no, that's not this. And he refused to give in to them for a single moment. He said that we wanted to preserve the truth of the gospel message for you. What is the gospel message then? What is the gospel message and who is this Christ Jesus. And that's my journey that I've been through. You know, as I told you earlier, I was born in Malaysia. And in 1985, I have the opportunity to travel from Malaysia to San Francisco to study. So I was in California for 11 odd years. And in Malaysia, we say that, yeah, I believe there's God, but Jesus is not the only God. So that is my belief. Then when I was in America, I don't need God. Money is my God. Power is my God. Achievement is my God. Worldly success is my God. So that's how I grew up in America. And from America, God, even then, I don't know God, but He knows me. He knows me. And He sent me back to Malaysia to work in a factory, to start a factory. And in 1996, after over 10 years in California, I was back in a place called Kuching, a very small town in Borneo Island, which is part of Indonesia, you know, the Kalimantan and Indonesia part. So I was there. And Borneo, Kuching is a very unique place. 25% of the population in Kuching, they are Christian. And then I go like, hey, wait a minute, the Christian look just like me. You know, they have black hair, they have black eyes. They don't look like John, you know. So with that, I start realizing that, hey, who is this Jesus they are following? Who is this Jesus that they are following? And at the same time, there was an engineer that works for us that have a brain infection, and he was in coma. So I go like, wow, life is short, you know. And that time, we have three daughters, and we're going like, life is really short. I better figure out what is this all about. And a lot of our friends were praying for us. They were praying for Kim and myself. And from there, I start to learn more about who is this Jesus. Is this Jesus like a white Western Anglo-Saxon? So what I found out is that there's a team of forensic scientists. So they went back and through all the archaeological digging and so forth, they constructed how would a first century male from Palestine looks like. Because Jesus is not from the West. Jesus is not from the East, but He's from the Middle. He's from the Middle East. So they reconstructed the whole thing, and this is how they figure. If Jesus was walking on the earth, when Jesus is walking on the earth during the first century in Palestine, He will look something like this. He will look like a very typical Middle Eastern man. Perhaps very short, curly hair, big nose, and He doesn't look like a typical Anglo-Caucasian person. So that started to really make me think that, hey, Jesus did not come just for one race. Jesus came for the whole of humanity. I was just thinking out loud here. I was telling you when I was in primary school, I walk into a church. I walk into my classroom or church. I'll see a picture like this. What if I walk into my classroom? I'll see a picture like that. That would be a very interesting view, not only for me, but for all my brother and sister. Because even up to today, many of my brother and sister that live in Malaysia, or for that fact, Indonesia, Thailand, we still have that concept that Jesus is a white Western religion. And that is what a lot of us believe growing up. But Jesus, He is not white, He is not yellow, He is not black, but He is almost just the right color. that is from there. And He is not just anyone. He is Jesus, Yeshua. He is the one that come to save all people. He is not just come for a certain group. He came for the whole of humanity. Jesus, Yeshua, Yahweh saved, that his name, that he come to restore, he come to save, he come to deliver us from whatever situation that we are in. And Jesus, the Messiah, is the anointed one. He is the chosen one that God, and he is the Son of God. He is just not anyone. So that slowly starts sinking in for me. Then I start saying that, wow, I must get to know who is this Jesus and what is his purpose coming. And from that, I started to learn more about who this Jesus is. And what we found out is that he came to give us the good news. The good news that will remind us that it is this good news that he came that will save us. The good news is that Jesus came to die for your sin. Jesus came to die for my sin. Not only a certain group, but he came to die for our sins. Just as the scripture Bible tells us, he was buried and he was raised from the dead on the third day, just as the scripture say. So this is the God that came. This is the God that came not only for Mel, but for Vandana, for Kyung, for John, for Rachel, for all of us. This is the Jesus that come. And from there, he is coming to tell us that God loves us. So how did that God love us come to my life? It's through the people. I was invited to this cell group, a small group. And in that small group, we were truly felt the love of the people. That we come, that we feel the love of God through them. And this is how we encounter the love of God. And a lot of the situation that we are going through then, fear of death, fear of not doing well in the workplace, fear of how our children is going to grow up, fear of not making enough money, all those fear, after we start surrendering to God, after we start receiving more and more of the love of the people, that start to melt away. And that's when we also felt what Jesus was telling us, that he came, so if he, the Son of God, sets me free, I am truly free indeed. And that become a reality in my life. Not only for my life, but for many through the years that I've been through. Those that have situation, that the young man that I was mentioning, the engineer that have the Japanese encephalitis, the one that attacked the brain, he did not die. He recovers. Slowly, he came to Christ as well. He's actually in Perth now. And even despite that, with the attack of the brain, God restored him. God restored him. And now he is doing good work as an engineer in Perth. So indeed, when God set us free, when the Son set us free, we are free indeed. And that freedom is not only in our physical life. As I was mentioning to you earlier, that I was born in Ipoh. My main God then is worldly success. And when I was in America, my God is money and status. That when I come to faith in Christ in 2001, when Jesus set me free, my purpose has started to shift. Now I start seeing that I want more of God in my life. I want to see more of His power in my life. I want to see more of His love operating in my life. I want to see more of God every single day in my life. Because when you have God, you have everything. And that's what I believe. So, from then on, not only in our physical life, but there's something even more important, spiritually. Because I was just telling some of my friends that when I when I came to Christ, when I'm baptized, I did not grow taller. I did not, my hair suddenly turned blonde. Kim does, you know, my mind was still the same color. So nothing really changed about me. I still go to work Monday to Friday, still same old Keong. Saturday, then Sunday come, I go to church, I suddenly become very holy for that 1 hour. You know, maybe an hour and a half. After lunch, I'm back to my same old Keong. Then that's when I really felt that there must be more than just doing my daily following God. There must be more. And it's from that I start realizing that physically, I might not see the change, but spiritually, something is happening. We cannot see, most of us cannot see into the spiritual realm. But even right now, as I'm preaching, there's a spiritual battle happening. They're trying to prevent us from talking more about Jesus. So from there, my spiritual life starts. And I know there's a lot more in the spiritual life than how we are walking now. Now, back to the sermon topic, that indeed Jesus have set us free, and all the traditions, all the rules and regulations that they're trying to impose on us, we have to be careful. And even Paul is reminding us in the Galatians chapter 2, verse 6, saying that, and the leaders of the church have nothing to add to what Paul was preaching. By the way, their reputation as great leaders made no difference to me, for God has no favorites. What that spoke to me is, even when we are serving, even when we are in a community, we need to be careful. Because certain leaders might be very controlling. Certain leaders might have certain way to say, nope, you have to do it this way. Then I have to go back to say that the Son has set me free, I am free indeed. It is a scripture that I will go back to. So the question for tonight. For many of us, we've been following Jesus for a long time. For many of us that we have committed to say, Jesus, you are my Lord. You are my Savior. That I want to follow you. And you know there's a lot more that for all of us to experience God. But somehow, one way or another, that you felt there's certain things that's blocking you from getting to know God in a deeper level. Perhaps tonight, you want to ask that question yourself. Is there certain culture? Is there certain traditions? Is there certain religious belief that as a child, when you're growing up, that was imposed on you? There's certain fear of God. Certain fear of what my headmaster have told me, that you have to be like this, this, this. What are some of the things that are stopping you from committing even deeper into a walk with Jesus? To experience more of His love. To experience more of His power. And to experience more of Jesus in our life. So that will be the question that I would like all of us to pray over, to think about. And we'll ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to us. Because when we follow Jesus, Jesus came to give us the good news. And the good news of Jesus Christ will set you free. And the good news of Jesus Christ is a message of grace that will bring new life, that will bring love, that will bring joy, that will bring peace, that will bring hope. And you will bring restoration, not only with our Heavenly Father, but also within a community of Christ. And it will bring a wonderful future. We are set free. We are set free to have an intimate relationship with our Father. And for me, Kim, that is the best decision we have made. To follow Jesus. And by following Jesus, the freedom Jesus has given us have really, truly make us feel the love, feel the joy and feel the peace in our life. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, indeed. Indeed, when you set us free, we are free indeed. I pray for my brother and sister in this room right now. If there's something that's holding them back, if there's some bondages that are holding them back, physical or spiritual, I pray in the name of Jesus that you break all those bondages, you break all those traditions, cultures that are holding them back to follow you in a deeper way. We thank you, Lord Jesus. It is you that have set us free. It is you that make it possible for us to come to our Father in heaven, to enjoy the fullness of God in our life. We thank you for your love, for your joy, and for your peace. And I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed our latest episode. Tune in next week for another Life Streams Carawarra message. Have a blessed week.